You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The gauntlet has been set. First Democrat presidential hopefuls debated in Miami last night. I tuned in. There's so many people. I'm like, look, I've got to learn more about these candidates.
It's like our mayoral candidate race.
Beto O'Rourke opened up the debate by answering a question about tax rates in Spanish, which appeared to get a little side eye from Senator Cory Booker.
Why?
Well, he also speaks Spanish and he wound up freaking it in Spanish too.
Ah, well, they were in Miami, so.
And 70% of the city is of Hispanic descent.
Yep.
In Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense, right?
Yep.
So, other highlights. I was really impressed with former Secretary of Housing Castro and his thoughts.
Watching that image of Oscar and his daughter Valeria is heartbreaking. It should also piss us all off. I would sign an executive order that would get rid of Trump's zero tolerance policy, the remain in Mexico policy, and the metering policy. This metering policy is basically what prompted Oscar and Valeria to make that risky swim across the river. They have been playing games with people who are coming and trying to seek asylum at our ports of entry. Oscar and Valeria went to a port of entry, and then they were denied the ability to make an asylum claim. So they got frustrated, and they tried to cross the river, and they died because of that.
Mm. True.
Yeah, it's tough.
Here's Cory Booker.
On day one, I will make sure that, number one, we end the ICE policies and the customs and border policies that are violating the human rights. When people come to this country, they do not leave their human rights at the border. We cannot surrender our values and think that we're going to get border security. We actually will lose security and our values. We must fight for both.
Seem like the value's already gone.
So tonight, the other 10 candidates will be facing off. Of course, the bigs within that will be Joe Biden, Kamala Harris.
Mm.
Be a lot of interesting commentary. So we'll be on the lookout for what they have to say as they vow to be the next president of the United States of America.
Think any of them could beat Trump?
Mm-hmm. I do. I think that just on the onset, the names that people are talking about the most, probably Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Kamala's in that conversation. Elizabeth Warren, I believe, is in that conversation. And then I think the others are probably further down the tier.
Mm. We'll see in November 2020.
Whoever it is, they've got to be tough. They can't be afraid to get into a verbal altercation.
Well, maybe you should run for president.
I don't think they would like me in a debate because every statement is going to start with, first of all, exactly, who you think you talking to?
I'll cuss you out, Brian.
We got your entertainment news and updates with The Shade coming up at 6:23.
This is a hat, you bastard.
We're dropping The Shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:23 today. Look for highs in the mid-90s. It'll be sunny and humid. Right now, your sunny is 76 already at 59th and Prospect. Shade, what's popping?
In an interview with People Magazine, Mary J. Blige has been opening up about life after her divorce from scoundrel Kendu Isaac.
That's my dog.
She said, quote, "I think I turned that corner when I got my divorce. I think that I realized that no matter what comes to me, no matter how big or bad it is, I have to keep moving. I have to keep living."
Dang. She better pay her respects to Kendu Isaacs.
She continued with, "I'm very content and I'm happy with myself." She'll be in the town August 6th with Nas at Starlight.
Kendu Isaac's coming to get his money.
R&B singer John B. admitted that he was threatened when Robin Thicke came to the scene.
from the very beginning, I felt threatened because obviously that was sort of like my neck of the woods, the baby face thing. And I felt kind of like, okay, this guy, he kind of came in and stole some of my wind, you know what I mean? It really, really was apparent for me early on. I let it kind of get to me a little bit. And I think people kind of fed into it a bit. And so that was a challenge. And I definitely had to adjust to the whole scene of it not being a new thing to be a white guy in R&B.
Was they gonna have a sing-off or something?
Battle of the White Chocolate R&B singers.
John B, to me, can sing circles around Robin Thicke. And I like Robin Thicke, he cool. But John
Robin
B,
Thicke can sing.
I didn't say
they
he couldn't.
Both can sing.
I think John B is just superior.
Mm.
I think John B is the greatest blue-eyed soul singer ever. Mm. I really do. I know that's a strong statement, but I really feel that way.
How many albums did John B put out?
3 or 4.
Really?
What album of Robin Thicke's is better than Cool Relax?
The second one he put out, which was the one with Lost Without You on it. That was a banger from top to bottom.
So it was Cool Relax.
Cool Relax is good.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, and commercially successful.
Nah, yeah, Robin Thicke got him on that.
Yeah,
he got him on that, but Just,
Robin can sing and he's a nice man. He's just really a nice man.
That's just my personal iPod selection. I like John B a lot.
I do too. Yeah. He got a song with Nas that I really like.
Yeah.
Nobody ever heard it but me, you know, right. But I like it.
Hardcore Nas fans like yourself. Yeah.
So pictures of Carmelo Anthony on a boat with a woman surfaced on the internet yesterday on his wife's birthday. Which caused folk to say, is he cheating?
Mm.
So he had to upload this video to clear his name.
Really only addressing it for my family. Keep my family out this, man. I'm over here trying to do my business retreat. I'm over here trying to have a good time. I'm on a boat with some friends. Them people are married, man. They don't got nothing to do with anything. Y'all exposing somebody's wife. Y'all exposing somebody's kids, all that. Like, come on. Leave that alone, man. That ain't cool. Now, I got to deal with that. I got to deal with that with my son. I got to deal with that with my wife. That ain't cool, man. That's not cool at all. Let them people live. All them blogs that trying to put that out there, that is not cool at all. It's not cool at all. Let that family be their family. They married. Let them people be them people. Man, them people some real discreet people, man. Y'all put them people out there like that. They don't be in the world like that.
That's right, Mello. Eat your Honey Nut Cheerios, fam. Bon appetit.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
We outside chilling, and we see like 2 of the girls walking. The oldest girl was 6, and the little other girl was 3. They was like, my mama left to go to our grandma's house, so we tried to find our grandma's house. Bro, walking down Paseo, well, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., in the 70s, just like out.
Did you scoop him up?
Yeah, it just happened to my sister with the 6-year-old. So she's like, that's AJ. So we called the dance teacher, like, you know the parents' number or whatever. But that's just crazy. 6 and 3 walking down the street.
Oh my goodness. Well, y'all make sure y'all stay with them until somebody come, the police, somebody. Good
right.
grief.
Yeah.
But then the lady sitting, her car broke down on a corner. And the girl walked to get, she was like, that's my dog right there. So they like, Coco, the dog come running down the street. And they make it to the next to the car. And she was like, mama. Come to find out, the little 2 little girls got the same daddy. So they at the other mama house. And this mama stranded. And she just happened to be at the same spot where her daughter is walking down the street by herself.
That's a lot. What's your name?
Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly. Have a good one.
You too.
Make sure them kids all right.
Most definitely. Right.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
New poll says that Americans are angrier than they've ever been.
That's sad.
Think about yourself 10 years ago. Are you angrier now than you were as a man of 23?
Nah, I'm definitely happier now. Making a little more money. A little older, a little wiser. I'm more happy now. But I can see it, though, on social media. You can see people complaining and stuff all the time and always got something bad to say.
90% of the people polled said that they were more likely to express anger on social media than in person.
Mm-hmm.
Now I call that keyboard thugging.
Yeah. Some people use it for venting, which doesn't always yield the best results.
Dear Diary.
Mm-hmm.
On Facebook.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is.
They also said negative news reports.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of add to that anger feeling.
Yes, it can.
Does checking the news make you angry? Like when you're looking through your timeline and different things are coming up?
It don't make me happy. I'll tell you that. You know, when you see, you know, sometimes the president, he'll go off on a tangent, and then you'll see all these reports about different stuff that's going on. It really puts you in a bad space.
I think I'm happier now than I was in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have more control of my life. That was, my childhood was rough because I didn't have control over what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I stayed angry. I stayed the little fist meme.
Nah, I feel you on that. I definitely feel you on that a lot because I like to kind of come and go as I please. And when you're younger, you can't do that.
Hmm.
But yeah, you know, people be posting stuff up and, you know, that you be angry today and then tomorrow or next week or next month, you'll regret what you said yesterday.
Love is the answer. That's what I found.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I found that. Love is the answer.
Love is all we need.
It's easy to get angry when you can separate yourself from the other person.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put yourself in that person's shoes, many times you can feel compassion mm-hmm. for them. And then, what am I getting mad for now?
Yeah. I feel you.
Yeah.
Come on, sing it, Shay. Come on.
You got it, friend. Go ahead.
Hey.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I struggle a lot with traditional gender roles. I tend to think that anything that's good for a man is good for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But there are sometimes situations that make me be like, oh, God. And I go back to the traditional side, where gender roles are true in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Take a listen to this video that I saw on social media between a young man. Looks like he may be, I don't know, 20, 21 years old, possibly. Mm-hmm. And a young lady. And they have a flat tire.
Yo, she think it's a problem that I don't know how to lift the car tire up. I don't know how to change no car tire, bro. You the one that said you knew how to do this.
I don't. I'm trying. You're not even trying to help me. You over there sitting there.
I'm telling you. I don't know how to change.
I don't want to be here all day.
Yeah. I don't know how to change the tire. It's nothing wrong with a dude. Hey, it's nothing wrong with a dude that don't know how to change the car tire. I don't know how to change that tire. You know how to do it. You lifting it up.
I don't know how to do it.
The car is lifting up off the ground.
I'm trying though.
I don't even know what you're doing.
You got me down here.
No, I don't know how to do that.
But you can try it just like I'm trying. You got me down here by myself.
I don't know how to change the car tire. I'm not about to try to change it. I told her call AAA. She said she's not about to do it because they charge her or whatever the heck you thought.
Boy, look. Oh, Lord, Shay. Where do I begin? That video is disgusting to me. I'm old school. I believe in tradition. Now, it's one thing if she did know how to, and I'm being lenient with this because I don't really believe this, but it's one thing if she actually knew how to do it and you didn't know how to do it and she was doing it, but she didn't know how to do it either and she was the one down trying to change the tire. Sir, you need to become a housewife. That's what you need to do. You need to not work. You need to take care of the kids. Matter of fact, you need to have the babies. Give him the ovaries. Let him have the babies and let him stay at home. Because that's the roles that he's playing right now to me. I'm sorry. I got to keep it real with y'all. He's being a certified B word.
I had a problem with the fact that he's even recording.
Yeah. You recorded it, fam? What type of man is you?
He doesn't care about her because even if he doesn't know how to do it, the least he could do is try.
You don't let your woman pump the gas, okay? I've been pumping my mama's gas since I was like 10. Probably younger than that. What a loser. She should have dumped him yesterday.
Is there something wrong with a man who doesn't know how to change a tire?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the mid 90s. Cloudy, humid. Put some sun in the way, too. Sunny is 77 right now in KCK. Shay was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity cancer friends. Actor Tay-Mac. You remember him. He got the glow.
Oh, yeah. I know. I got on deck.
When you got that glow, you feel the warmth. You got that glow.
Yeah. From The Last Dragon.
That's my movie.
How about he 55 today? Reality TV star Khloe Kardashian is 35
daughter
today.
Daughter of O.J. Simpson.
That is slanderous and untrue. And my girl, singer Her, is just 22 today.
Very
I didn't
talented.
Know that. Man, when she was on that upright bass on the BET Awards.
Uh-huh. Ooh, she fine, hey. Too. Yeah,
hold on, let me get in that for just a second. Hold on.
I don't know if it got cussing.
B, I need to get in that. You know cussing on this song?
I don't know.
Only think about you and I. Part of me that cares.
Come on, Shay, hit me with it.
That I can't get caught up.
We could have been. Happy birthday, everybody born on June 27th.
Congratulations are in order to tennis superstar Serena Williams. She's now become the second black woman tennis player to be featured on the front of the Wheaties cereal box.
She is a superwoman, fam. Who's the first?
I'm assuming Venus. That it had to be Althea Gibson.
Oh.
Hold on, let me read on. Yes, it was Althea Gibson.
Okay. Congrats. You didn't know
and I
that,
wonder what.
This should have happened a long time
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, she's been like a dominant figure in tennis for over 20 years.
Yeah. Just whooping everybody up and down the court.
Yeah, so congratulations. I'll look for it when I'm in the supermarket this weekend. Mm-hmm. Eminem's father passed away.
Oh, man. That's sad.
He was 67 years old. The Detroit rapper's biological father died in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Mm-hmm. A source close to the family says that he suffered a heart attack while at home.
Did you know that Eminem is actually from St. Joe? He was born in St. Joe,
no,
Missouri.
No, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Apparently, he and his father did not have a relationship at all. His father, the father moved to California after separating from M's mother, Debbie.
R.I.P.
Yeah. That's tough. Mm-hmm. Even if you've got problems with your dad, you know, even him leaving before you can get it, you know, rectified is a tough thing. Mm-hmm. Shouts out to Meek Mill. He's now co-owner of the hat company Lids.
Oh, yeah. I frequent Lids a lot. Well, I used to. Not so much anymore. No shade to them. I just don't rock hats like I used to. But that's a good power move for Meek Mill.
That's exactly what that is, a power move. Instead of buying more chains, buy more businesses.
Yes, yes.
In a quote, he said, "This is my boss year. A lot of what I'm doing, I'm trying to get ownership in a lot of things to where I can still love comfortable the way I was living in my prime years as a rapper. I'm just trying to build a foundation of some good businesses that'll keep me living good."
You still in your prime, dog?
I like the way he's thinking, though, because he understands that you'll be chasing, you know, your highest highs for the rest of your life. So diversify that bag.
The arc of what?
Hotness.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
This video has folks saying, why didn't she just dump him and leave him on the side of the road?
Yo, she think it's a problem that I don't know how to lift the car tire up. I don't know how to change no car tire, bro. You the one that said you know how to do this.
I don't. I'm trying. You're not even trying to help me. You over there sitting there.
I'm telling you.
You need to come
I don't know how to change.
I don't want to be here all day.
Here. Bro, I don't know how to change the tire. It's nothing wrong with a dude. Hey, it's nothing wrong with a dude that don't know how to change the car tire. I don't know how to change that tire. You know how to do it. You lifting it up. The car is lifting up off the ground. I don't even know what you're doing.
You got me down here by myself.
No, I don't know how to do that.
But you can try it just like I'm trying. You got me down here by myself.
I don't know how to change the car tire. I'm not about to try to change it. I told her to call AAA. She said she's not about to do it because they charge her or whatever the heck you thought.
You really thought you was going to get some positive views off that, fam? You really thought that you was... Ooh, Shay, that infuriates me. Because if I have a daughter one day and she runs into a dude like this, he would not be allowed nowhere near me.
Holly Custer on our Facebook page says, kick him to the curb. If he didn't know how, that's cool. But don't sit there videotaping. Call someone and get you and your girl some help.
Take the car out of it. Let's not even think about a car. What if they was baking a pie? Or what if they was trying to fix a baby crib, right? You're not supposed to leave your partner out to dry like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You have to help her, or ladies help your man do whatever it is that y'all don't know what to do together.
I would agree. You know, some folks think that, you know, gender roles are starting to really erode over time. Women are doing more things that were traditionally, you know, things that men were considered to do. I'm a strong woman, but I'm not getting out there with that tire. And then, is my ride?
Ooh, what if it was her car? That would make me feel 10
times. It had to be
worse.
Her car, because he's not doing nothing. I mean, so...
It could have been his.
And she gonna get down there and try to fix his tire?
Do you wanna be stranded, or do you wanna fix it?
That's why I always keep a little mad money in my pocket. I don't go nowhere without a way
that's
to get
why,
back.
That's why you shouldn't mess with lames.
What are your thoughts about this viral video?
I don't think there's nothing wrong with a man that don't know how to change a tire, but instead of him sitting there filming, he should have been getting on YouTube like, hey, this is how you change a tire. Let's do this.
This is true. You know? That's a man with ingenuity, and a man who's a problem solver would do that. Yeah.
Exactly. Not somebody just sit around and be like, well, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta take initiative and empower yourself to learn more. And if you don't know how to do something, find out how to do it.
And not let your woman do it by herself. It's exactly. Different if he was down there with her. It's supposed to be teamwork with this. You know what I'm saying? If y'all right, both don't right. know how to do it, at least get down and help her instead of taping it like an F-boy.
Yeah, that's more like humiliating her than anything.
Yeah. Now, he's humiliating himself. She looks like the superhero. He's humiliating himself. What's your name?
My name's Rob.
Rob, I can tell you know how to change a tire, so I'm not even worried about you.
I can change a lot of things.
I know it. I could tell.
Pimp on player. All right, have a good one.
You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Fan giveaway from the Salvation Army and KCP&L getting started at 8 o'clock at Union Station. Be 600 fans giving away. Pull up between 8 and 11. Public transportation is also available in the form of 17 Ride KC bus lines that stop at Union Station and the Kansas City Streetcar.
Check on your elderly people, y'all, and your dogs.
And check on your men's, too. Make sure they know how to do the things you need done.
Men is a loose term in this situation.
Young man standing over his girl. She's trying to change the tire.
Disgusting.
And he says he don't know how to do it.
Yo, she think it's a problem that I don't know how to lift the car tire up. I don't know how to change no car tire, bro. You the one that said you knew how to do this.
I don't. I'm trying. You're not even trying to help me. You're over there sitting there.
I'm telling you.
You need to come help
I don't
me,
know how to change.
I don't want to be here all day.
Yeah. Bro, I don't know how to change the tire. It's nothing wrong with a dude. Hey, it's nothing wrong with a dude that don't know how to change the car tire. I don't know how to change that tire. You know how to do it. You lifting it up.
I don't know how
to do it. The car is lifting up off the ground.
I'm trying, though.
I don't even know what you're doing.
You need to try. You got me down here by
myself. No, I don't know how to do that.
But you can try it just like I'm trying. You got me down here by myself.
I don't know how to change the car tire. I'm not about to try to change it. I told her to call AAA. She said she's not about to do it because they charge her or whatever the heck you thought.
Shay, as a woman, if you're in a situation like this and your man does this exact same thing, can you trust him in dire straits in a more serious situation?
Definitely not. I better not never get sick. I better not never die if right. we have kids together, because he's rendered helpless if problems arise. I used to date this guy, and he didn't know how to do a lot of mechanical type things. And I didn't have a problem with that because his next thing would be, oh, I'm gonna call so-and-so, and then he would pay for it.
I'm gonna figure it out.
That right there, I don't have a problem. All I care about is that it gets done. And I ain't the one that got to do it.
No, I believe that. I believe in tradition. That's just the way that I am. And I understand about the whole gender roles thing, and I understand they're disappearing and all that. But me as a man, just my instinct is just to take over and fix this.
What are your thoughts on this?
There is nothing wrong with having gender roles. The problem is, if the roles were reversed, he would expect her to cook and clean and help him in the yard and those type of things. And it goes so much deeper. It goes back to people raising their men the proper way and raising their women to expect more.
Amen.
So that the fact that he taped it, I'm just beyond myself. In my car at 53 years old, I'm just beyond myself. He should be ashamed of himself. And yes, she should have called AAA and got her tire fixed and left him sitting there.
I know that's right.
That's
I
right.
Agree.
He could call his mama for a ride home.
Yeah. I'm
trying to Uber everywhere. Yeah. Uber, that's what he would have been doing, Ubering.
Yeah. What's your name?
My name's Renee.
Thank you, Renee. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye. You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Today is National HIV Testing Day. And we've got Shauna Shipley-Gates with KC Care Health Center talking about a wonderful event that's happening all throughout the day to try to bring down some of the numbers of infection within the community.
Good morning.
That's right. That's right.
So, Shauna, tell us about why this is still important. I remember back in the 90s when the epidemic of HIV and AIDS really came to the forefront. This was something that we heard about all the time. And it kind of seems like it's kind of staved off just a bit. Or is that just me?
Well, basically, you're right. The numbers have declined among Black women and Black heterosexual men. But unfortunately, the rates have increased for Black men who have sex with men, as well as Black trans women. Yes.
Why do you think that is?
That's a good question. It's a lot of issues, including, first of all, we all have sex within our own networks. And so for Black men who have sex with men, with the rates being 1 out of 2 getting HIV in their lifetime, you're more likely to encounter having sexual activity with someone who's currently living with HIV. Some other issues could be like socioeconomical issues. So when someone's living with a sexuality that is shunned upon in families, you know, they could be put out of their homes. So there's like some survival sex stuff going on there. And just in general, you know, depending on how out you are about your sexuality, you may engage in unhealthy sexual behavior because you're still kind of dealing with it, and using precautions like condoms and lube or getting tested will kind of own up to that sexuality. So there's just like a little bit on the tip of why those rates are so high.
Are take-home tests as effective as taking a test that's from a doctor?
That's a good question. So the tests themselves are accurate, but we're worried about whether the user is using them correctly. So not only just at the doctor, but also at the health centers where you have people who are trained to do HIV testing. So even if you do test at home, we still encourage you to go to your doctor or come somewhere like KC Care to get tested, just because we want to make sure that the user knows what they're doing.
Do you have literature or maybe guides for parents who maybe want to talk with their children about how to keep themselves from contracting HIV or AIDS?
That's a great question too. I love all y'all's questions. So basically, you could always use like thebody.com. That's a great website. The CDC.gov or HIV.gov has flat out information. Some other things that parents do, they actually can connect with one of us at the KC Care Health Center in the prevention department and have one of us talk to their children as well. Even if you don't want to have it where you just want to talk to your child, like single your child out, we can be encouraged, you know, to come to there. If they are a part of a team, like a sports team or like a boys and girls club type of situation, we can come and talk to them about that as well.
What are the affection rates like in Kansas and Missouri?
So I can mainly speak for Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri, because that's where we work. But there's about 1,300 individuals living with HIV right now in Kansas City. And then as far as the most prominent, like important zip codes, some include 64111, 64127, 64110, which is why we chose to work and test at the Walgreens at that location. And then you have 64130, 64133, and 64134 are some of the major zip codes that have the highest rates of HIV in Kansas City.
Speaking of the National HIV Testing Event, your coworker Damien, tell us about this event today and how people can participate for free.
Well, basically, all you have to do is come down to the Walgreens on 46th and Truth. We have open testing. This is real slow procedure or whatnot, but you know what I'm saying? As long as you fill out the form and stuff, we can get you tested for Hep C and HIV. Because like everybody should come out to this event. And you know what I'm saying? Anybody who feel like they love themselves and stuff like that should be coming out to this event. So
definitely. If you have had unprotected sex at some point in time, you should come in and get tested for free. So then that way you can rest assured, know that you're fine, and then continue to use protection from then on.
Right. So we basically, how we have it set up is, it's just a finger prick. Mm-hmm. It's free. It's confidential.
Right.
And you will get your results in 60 seconds. So we have technology with testing now where we can get you in and out.
Wow.
And like Darius just mentioned, yes, there's forms, but that's real quick. That's nothing.
Right.
And I mean, everybody should be getting tested who's sexually active. That's oral, anal, or vaginal sex.
You said the Walgreens on 46th and Truth, right?
Yes. Correct.
It's going down today. The time again?
10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Yeah.
We're going to post this information up on our Hot 103 Jams Facebook pages and also KPRS.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
To Darius and Shauna Shipley Gates from KC Care Health Center.
Appreciate
Thank you
y'all
so much.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
823, look for highs in the mid-90s today. Sunny and humid. Right now, you're sunny and 80 already at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Mary J. Blige is opening up to People Magazine about life after her divorce from that old bow-legged scallywag, Kendu Isaac.
Don't talk about my dog, Kendu. He's responsible for her success.
You sound crazy. You sound crazy.
Mm-hmm.
In a statement, she said, quote, "I think I turned that corner when I got my divorce. I think that I realized that no matter what comes to me, no matter how big or bad it is, I have to keep moving. I have to keep living."
Yes, Mary.
She went on to say, "I'm very content and I'm happy with myself. Mm-hmm. I learned to be happy with just Mary. Just enjoying my own company." She got a song called Just Marry.
Really? Oh, yeah, she does. Yeah, I know about that one.
Me by myself most of the time. I'm grateful.
Crispy chicken, fresh lettuce.
Yes. Really?
Jesus, fresh rice.
Really?
Up in
what?
Really?
What?
All right, she been here August the 6th. We'll see if you act this way when she gets here. We'll see if she gonna act this. KTSE, that's all I'm gonna say.
Kendu got her that endorsement with Burger King. She wants to curse me out so bad, y'all.
Congratulations, you played yourself. I'm done.
No, I did not. Well,
congratulations, you played yourself.
How?
Because I'm done.
No, you not.
I'm gonna cuss you out, Brian.
That we got.
I'm packing my stuff up. I'm done.
We got a minute left.
I'm done.
Can I just play your drops then?
No, I'm done. That's all you got to do is react. Young man, we're done.
Stop talking back.
When a pimp tell you to do something, react.
Oh, my God. We got Why You Mad, though, coming up at 8:38. One for the road.
You'll love me. You just love these roads.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.